Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Bedford. And it's been an extravaganza. We got C Block in just a second. But I wouldn't have thought all these things would come together. Somebody dropped off cigars for us. Somebody dropped off coffee for Corey, as well as some cool homemade salsa and other stuff. We have Vienna sausages and Ritz crackers. Cronuts were brought. And now we get word that Heisman Trophy finalist and soon-to-be high draft pick Cam Ward, his cousin, has come and dropped us cupcakes? Is that what's happening here?
Miss Nicole Ward, who has sensational cakes in North Richland Hills, she listens to us all the time. Said, I love you guys.
That is unbelievable.
And I was like, Cam Ward? Like, I'm like making sure I have the right one. She's like, yeah, the one that's like up for the Heisman. I'm like,
She should understand why we'd be skeptical about like the Cam Ward?
Yeah, and so, she has a bakery, Sensational Cakes in North Richland Hills, and loves us and brought us some cupcakes.
I haven't tried it yet. The one you pulled out there, it looks
fantastic.
They're all the same. Okay, it looks sensational.
She said they've been on Food Network, the Cake Wars, and stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah man, and you know what? To be quite honest, I think all we've done is talk nice about Cam Ward. So I think
actually, yes. There are other players that I'm like,
If that was Quinn Ewers' family, they're not
bringing us those.
I might not eat that cupcake.
Oh.
You know? Like, you get it. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you, Kevin. I really appreciate that. Oh, thank you for the cheers as well. All right, thank you. I appreciate you guys. All right, so a college student has gone viral from a guy named Big Red Dave on Twitter. He every day shows up into class wearing an NFL jersey or a jersey of some type. And so every day he shows up, and Big Red Dave has been tweeting out Jackson Smith and Jigba jersey at 9:30, geography, you bet. And then he said Freddie Garcia jersey, 9:30, geography.
Freddie Garcia.
DeAndre Ayton jersey. So guess what happened? Fanatics found this out, saw what was going on, and Fanatics delivered him a year's worth of jerseys, just random jerseys so that he had jerseys to wear. I mean, he already had the Freddie Garcia jersey.
Yeah.
And so they said, hey, as Fanatics, we know we bought all the things that you love as a fan, because isn't that what they're doing? They're like just absorbing everything
out there.
They are
pretty much taking over.
Yeah, they were like, we need some good publicity, it's time for us to give back. So they gave back by doing that. If you got a year's worth of jerseys,
do you hope they're all obscure like that? Like, I'm not saying all those players are obscure, but the connection between Jackson Smith and Jigba and DeAndre Ayton and Freddie Garcia, like, you could see how someone would struggle with that initially.
Yes, I'm sure there's going to be a Willie Rofe in there somewhere, right? Like, you're going to get one of those random offensive line jerseys, and that's fine. But I do like the idea that they're all kind of bit jerseys and out there.
Yeah.
Does he hang all those up? Do they fold them all up? How does he have a year's worth? That's 365 jerseys.
Would you make curtains out of some of the jerseys?
Maybe so. He likes to wear them, though.
I'd say hang them up, but you have to have a pretty dang big closet or multiple closets.
That's true.
That's a lot of jerseys.
Just say 300. Like, you're not hanging up 300 different collared shirts and jeans and everything. Maybe people are, but
I am not.
Big closet. So I'd say you want to hang them up because then you don't have to iron them.
Oh, man. Ironing is insane. Oh, by the way, hold on, though. Do you have an iron?
Yes.
Do you have an iron?
Yeah. I'm hoping that most people do.
Okay.
My son, if you saw my sons go to school, you would say they don't have an iron.
A while, yes. My son, too. Like, everything's on the floor, and he just, like, smells right.
But they can wear whatever they want to their school, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you're
our kids have to wear button-down white shirts with a tie and everything. So they are going with crinkled-up, like, dress shirts.
The, when we went, Adrian and I went on our anniversary, we stayed at a hotel, and I was looking around for the iron, and I was like, I have no clue where this thing is. I pick up the phone, and I call downstairs, and I'm like, "Where? We don't have an iron in our room. We had one of those slots for the iron to go in.
But no iron?
And no iron, and they said, look in the bag where the iron is hanging.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, okay, and I open it up, and it's not an iron. It's a steamer. And I used the steamer on my suit, and it was better than an iron. And I think
if we have a steamer, I don't know.
Yeah,
I think Mike. We need to go Cronuts and steamers.
Like the steamer, Cronut of
okay. It's better. Nobody's got the market like locked down right now, so I think steamers are a way to go on this.
Okay,
that's my suggestion. Is invest in.
Would
steamer.
You still do that if you like had the business in Cleveland?
Yes. Yes, okay. I would, Kevin. I would make sure I did that.
Okay.
That being said, if you got a year's worth of jerseys, what's the one that you would hope would be in there? One jersey, and it doesn't have to be like a game worn or anything like that, but just that one jersey, you're like, I would wear that jersey all the time.
I really think I would want the red Juan Gonzalez jersey, because like, Jared had a Juan Gonzalez autographed bat at Swinging for a Cause, and I definitely got involved in that bidding, then I lost. But yeah, I think the red playoff Juan Gonzalez Texas Rangers circa 1996 jersey, I know that's very specific. That's what
it
I would look for.
Aren't, when we think about jerseys and wearing them, and I get football jerseys sell off the rack because football's so popular. But football are the most boring jerseys. It's the number on the front, the number on the back. It doesn't, like, say Cowboys across it big or anything like that, or in a different way, or whatever team you're following. Like, you get the colors and you know the number and name, but when you talk about baseball jerseys, basketball jerseys, and hockey sweaters, I guess we'll say, they just have so much uniqueness to them, and they say the name and the name on the back, and they can be different. So for me, I won't say a specific player. If I had to, I'd say my dad. But I think the 1970s home jersey of the Texas Rangers, where it says Rangers across it with like the kind of capital R and capital S, and then everything's lowercase.
Yes.
In between.
Yes.
I think those are really cool. Obviously, the Rangers will wear those every once in a while. I think 22 was the last year they wore the retro home jerseys from the 70s.
That means something to you, though. That like definitely does mean something to you.
I mean, a fun jersey I have that I literally bought for $5. Yeah, I have two of them.
They're
Wang Juju, but it's spelt W-A-N-G and number 16. So, like, that's a unique one that there are not many of those number 16 jerseys of the Mavs going around.
I give you a couple of quick baseball updates as things are happening?
Yeah, before you do that.
Okay.
For me, it would probably be Will Clark. Baseball with the Giants, though. With the Giants.
Oh.
Or the black Joe Nieuwendyk. I love Joe Nieuwendyk, and that black jersey was awesome. Yes, Kevin, update me.
So we didn't get a chance to mention this earlier. Devin Williams on his way to the Yankees as they send over Nasty Nestor to the Brewers. And then this is about to happen, per John Heyman. The Cubs are going to pick up Kyle Tucker for, it looks like, Paredes and Cam Smith. At least that's the framework of the deal that they're about to make.
Paredes, it's a third baseman. That means the Astros are planning on, and you could see the rumors coming last night, and now this trade, to me, confirms it. They just traded away Kyle Tucker, the Houston Astros. Now, they are getting back a nice package. I'm not saying that they're not getting back good players. But picking up Paredes, who's a third baseman, means they already know they're out of the Alex Bregman bidding. They can't win. They knew they had to get a third baseman. And so in this trade that they trade away Kyle Tucker, they also are getting a third baseman knowing. So they're losing Bregman and Tucker. Now they're getting something back. I don't think they can. They have a horrible farm system.
Yeah.
And they're still a nice team. Don't get me wrong. But I don't think they're nearly as big of a threat. When they have pitchers hurt, and I know they overcame it somewhat last year, they don't really have a lot to overcome adversity. They just don't have the depth in the organization to do it. As you sit right now, the Rangers have more depth in their rotation. I think, you know, they still have Altuve. They still have Yordan Alvarez. Now, Paredes, I always say his name.
Paredes.
He's a really good player. So he's not a bad player. He's a really good player. But Bregman's better. So, I mean, they're getting worse.
Yeah.
I like it.
I mean, I do too.
Yeah, no, and because, I mean, Eovaldi said it when he was on with us a few minutes ago. The division's wide open. It's there for the taking. He thinks that they definitely have a chance to take that. It's not it's not one of those divisions that you're terrified of, but you think you can take the top of it pretty easily.
Just as a side
note.
Hold
on to that.
I know they're not going to say, like, oh, we got a whole lot of work to do because we're not very good, but how cool was it to hear Eovaldi and Jake Berger? Like, Eovaldi felt like he would hear none of it. He was like, hey, look, we just won the World Series the year before that. We got the guys.
Yeah.
And then Jake Berger being like, I woke my family up. I was so pumped. They got guys there that, like, can make this happen.
The World Series, Chris Young, Bochy, I really think gave the franchise, the organization, legitimacy. Like, they're here for the long haul for this thing. It feels like other people look at it, and it's more than, hey, it's a stop on my way to somewhere else. They don't look at it that way anymore. This is a place that I can go to win, and the longer we're like this, the more that becomes reputation, and the more that becomes what actually is part of our character.
Yeah,
I don't want to kill C-Block, but I'll say this if we want to continue.
No,
we can.
I love this talk.
Is the Rangers with Ray Davis, Chris Young, Ross Fenstermaker. I think that their meetings have to be a little bit different now, my opinion, on what the Astros just did. They sent away Kyle Tucker. They're losing Alex Bregman. They're not replacing guys that they're losing with bigger guys or bringing back guys. Hey, we just talked about the opportunity. Let's shore up this bullpen.
Yeah.
The lineup looks really good on paper. It needs to perform a lot better than it did last year. On paper, it looks really good. Adding Berger, bringing your guys back. You got Eovaldi back. Your rotation looks solid with depth. Your bullpen isn't right now. As of today, you have no closer and you have no eighth inning guy. I'm going to put Webb as a seventh inning guy.
I know this second part of this is a humongous if. I'm just curious. Let's say in the next 7 days, Kirby Yates gets re-signed and Roki Sasaki is like, yeah, I'm going to Texas. Are you looking at this team being like, well, hell yeah, here we go.
I think good luck.
We're the favorite in the AL West now.
Yes, I would say they're the favorite.
Oh, okay.
In the American League. They would be right there. I mean, obviously the Yankees just won it, but they lose Soto. Baltimore's a good team. The Central's interesting. The Central has good depth.
They do.
But you get to the playoffs. Now, Skubal. Skubal's right there right now with the top pitchers in the game. But if you have a healthy DeGrom and you have a healthy Eovaldi and you make the playoffs – you are the most dangerous team in the American League because nobody will be able to match, if those two guys are healthy come playoff time, your 1-2 combination.
Yeah, man. And then I guess this is the other question I kind of have about that. Based on what you just pointed out, all the things that have gone down, the trades that have happened, if they did have a plan and they did have an idea of moving on from Nate Lowe, do you think they're sitting back and reassessing that at this moment, going, let's hold on to him and focus on bullpen?
Sorry, Mike.
No, go ahead.
Unless.
Sometimes when you have plans, you do have to kind of go, you know what? Maybe
I
have something better.
No, you're right. The only caveat I was going to say, unless there's a team that approached them that said, we have bullpen to offer, but that's who we want.
Gotcha.
So here's what's interesting from Evan Grant. I don't get this rumor unless Nate Lowe is possibly on the move. Why are they interested in Jock Peterson? If you have Evan Carter, you still have Leody Taveras. We can talk about, are we moving him because Evan Carter most likely is moving to center field, and you have Lankford and Garcia on the corners, and Jake Berger now is DH first base along with Nate Lowe. And they're like, we need a left-handed bat, and Jock Peterson is the one that Evan Grant's getting decent information.
Yes.
Where does Peterson fit if he can only hit against righties?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's limited defensively, and you just got Berger. The only way that I see Jock Peterson fitting here and getting the bats he needs to be an effective player on this team is if Nate Lowe's not on the team.
Which would make sense, Kevin, if you were going to move and then say, we need pitching, and that's how we're going to get that bullpen.
And that's the avenue to get your bullpen. But otherwise, I'm with you. That is a confusing pick. That would be a confusing pickup as well.
I mean, you'd have a lot of depth, but I think Jock Peterson would be upset. If that makes sense, everybody has egos. He feels like he's an everyday player against right-handed pitching. But if I have my nine-man lineup which we've gone over, and I have Josh Smith and Jock Peterson as my 10th and 11th guys, plus the 12th guy is very important, too, and I'll just say Higgy, because he'll be backing up Heim, but we think he's going to play close to 50% of the time. It's tough to get enough at-bats, and I get injuries and stuff like that, but it would be tough. Like, if I'm Jock Peterson, I want to play 70% of the games. And I don't know if you picked him up and kept everybody on the team if he could get 70% of the at-bats.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Bedford. Coming up next. So they're staying strong. Coming up next, we've got a loaded high school slate. So besides Cowboys Panthers, what football game are you most looking forward to this weekend? We will do that and Masterpiece of the Week next right here on The Fan.
Well, they have every reason to do so, but they're going to run it first. And it's Cornelius Warren who busts through up the middle, still on his feet into the end zone, 40 yards for the touchdown. North Crowley takes their first lead of the game.
That is our very own James Tritely on the call right there for North Crowley. Yeah, I'm not kidding you. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Bedford. And I know that we've been really busy today and I've done a terrible job at this, but shout out to all the good people in and around Bedford for rocking with us today. We've freed up a little space now, but there was a time for at least an hour where we had like no tables available unless they opened up the second floor. And Corey, I know that's your dream to see that happen.
Absolutely.
At the Buffalo Wild Wings. We got Masterpiece of the Week coming up in about 5 minutes. But in the meantime, besides Cowboys Panthers, what football game are you most looking forward to this weekend? Because I realize from the college perspective, all you're going to get is Army-Navy for a lot of folks. But the pro and the high school schedule is stacked this weekend.
Yeah, no, there are a lot of really good games to watch.
Can I throw out high school first? Or
shout out to Michelle and Galena who came and took a picture with us.
Shout out to them.
Yes. We got a lot of people liking to take pictures, appreciated. And Miss Dawn. Yeah, go ahead and throw one out. I got a couple of them that I really like.
I saw Miss Dawn at Jared's event too. She's awesome. So I think the big one that nationally everybody is looking at is the Class 6A Division I semifinals. Tomorrow at Eagle Stadium in Allen, it is North Crowley against Duncanville. Both teams are undefeated. Both teams are ranked top 10 in the country. That is just a humongous. See?
Yeah.
People are fired up. That is just a humongous matchup in terms of, like, who's going to make the state final, but also if you believe in the, like, mythical Max Preps National Championship, that's going to play a factor in it, too.
I had this pulled up because I was going to – I can't go to the game. We're going to be in Fort Worth.
Oh, man.
And then, you got your
and then I
party.
Have the dinner party at the house is
– that he's hosting.
I was looking at this network, like National Football High School Network, I think. That's how you can watch it. But it looks like you have to pay for it. Am I right about that? If you have kids in high school or you are following high school sports very closely, do you pay a subscription like monthly, or is there a way to watch this game for free?
It feels like usually big time games of this caliber, there is some sort of live stream, let alone maybe a TV broadcast, but I haven't looked that up for you. I'm sorry, Mike.
I looked it up on USA Today.
It's a huge game.
It says you can watch this game on NFHS Network.
Okay.
Which
I know
they
carry
a lot of high school games, but I think it's some sort of subscription-based deal.
Okay. Do you think they do a free trial?
I don't know.
Oh, because that would be
for
perfect.
Today.
Yeah. I mean,
or for Saturday.
Or for tomorrow, yeah. And then two more high school games I wanted to shout out, though. If you've got others, please let us know.
Can I ask you a question about this North Crowley game? You know the games I've covered in my time. Is there something that you can compare that to, that these two teams going up against each other, that you would be like, that would be compared to that kind of game?
This is like Allen Skyline Allen and Trinity.
Okay.
In terms of...
That's perfect.
In terms of, and this is probably not fair, this is not fair to the other side of the bracket, but it felt like there was always a game along the road for either Trinity, Skyline, eventually DeSoto, Duncanville, or Allen, where you were like, this is the state championship game. Like, we might only be in the regional finals or the state semifinals or whatever, but it felt like the championship game.
So do you remember the horrible outcome when Duncanville gave up the Hail Mary to Galena Park Foreshore the first time they met?
Yeah, it sounds like a
they
good
were number
outcome for
five
Park
and
Shore.
Six in the country in that game. So that was the championship game.
But this is very, very similar, high stakes. Now, Class 5A Division I, Denton Ryan against Highland Park. Wow. That's tonight at the Ford Center. And then tonight, Argyle and South Oak Cliff is going to be at SMU Stadium, I believe, Ford Stadium. So all those teams combined, all six of those teams combined have five losses.
Man. Dude,
it was interesting. I wonder this for the teams like Argyle and South Oak Cliff playing at SMU. I know that SMU's coaching staff is getting prepared to play at Penn State next week. But they said they went and watched somebody at South Oak Cliff, and then the coach was like, where's this quarterback going? I can't take my eyes off of this quarterback. And then I think he was going to Missouri State. And then
if I have it right.
And then he didn't go there. He went to SMU because SMU saw the guy watching somebody else. I'm wondering for teams like this, you're trying to win a state semifinal
game. They show up in your stadium.
But when you're playing at SMU and SMU found a quarterback from this school that has led them now into the playoffs for the first time in forever, like, I just wonder for South Oak Cliff and Argyle if there could be a couple dudes that shine that are maybe not considered SMU quality, but in this game, SMU sees them live on their field and says, we need to get that guy.
I'm telling you, I sometimes don't understand why people scout the way they do, because when we covered high school sports, Corey, Billy McKinney went on to be a first-round draft pick out of Plano West. All these scouts would come to all of his games, and then they would walk away like when other people were up to at bat and chat with each other. And it's like, I get it. I know why you're here, but why not just watch and be like, well, who the hell is that kid? Mm-hmm. Or who's that kid?
Yeah, no, I think this is a great opportunity, especially like you just said, they're going to their stadium. They're going to be right there, and you know that those players are thinking to themselves, I could get my moment right here.
I've said this before, and I'll say it again. The Rangers host a lot of college tournaments now early in the year at their stadium and love when the Big 12 tournament is there, because all of their analytics stuff, all of their computers are on, and all of their launch angles and exit velocities and all those things.
Genius.
So they're like, we want to have as many college games as possible at our park in Arlington. So if we can bring in Vanderbilt and all of these schools that have premium talent, we will get extra information that we don't have to share with other teams because it happened at our park.
I like it.
Now, on the NFL front, Corey, obviously there are two mega games this weekend.
I think the mega games, the one, I know the Bills and Lions is one of the mega games. The Broncos and Colts really intrigues me, and here's why.
See if the Colts can move up.
Bo Nix for the rest of the year, I'm fascinated by him.
Sure.
Him and Cortland Sutton and what him and Sean Payton are doing together, I'm fascinated by. So I'm watching that game no matter what.
I like that. Steelers and Eagles.
Huge.
I continue to
wait. Pennsylvania.
And this is the sixth time in the history of the NFL that two teams in the same state have had 10-plus wins play each other.
Really?
So that's a really bizarre factoid for you. But also, the last time the NFL had two different games with teams with double-digit wins this late in the season was 1985. Or excuse me, at this point in the season, was 1985. That year, 13-1 Bears beat the 10-4 Jets, and the 10-4 Dolphins beat the 10-4 Patriots. I still just don't know what the Steelers can do in this game to just change my mind personally, because I'm still like,
stomp them.
I'm like, you're the team that lost to Cleveland and Dallas. I'm not saying that's fair going into the playoffs, and if somebody looks at it that way, they could get caught. But the Steelers feel like the most unsupported, serious team we've ever seen.
But that's the thing is they aren't stomping anybody. They're winning games. So that would be something different.
And they don't have the pedigree of the Chiefs to be like, well, don't you worry.
They're still trying to prove everything to us right now.
And Russell Wilson ruined his reputation the last 2 years.
That's fair. Absolutely. I'm sorry, Corey, go ahead.
I have a question about the 17-game schedule. Does it feel like it makes it deeper into a schedule that you can feel like you're still in it? now that they, I know it's one game.
I think that in the playoff expansion,
we talked about the Rams earlier, and I just feel like the Rams were out of it early in the season, and now
they're back.
They're like, hold on, because that extra game, it feels like you can add that, hey, we're still in this thing.
I would agree with that. Dolphins, Texans do anything for you?
I don't know what the Dolphins are playing for other than maybe Mike McDaniel's job.
Could be.
It sounds like, and if he's, I mean, he's got to coach his butt off for that. But coming to the Texans, it's not a cold weather game for him, so he'll be happy about that because they stink in the cold
weather. Very true.
Dolphins.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here.
Dolphins? You say can't what?
They can't swim in cold weather. They can't swim in ice.
Would they die?
I know they
are in warmer.
Well, I think sometimes they're in cold water, you know, but.
We have a scientist here.
Oh, we could ask science.
Lonnie, you picked his name out. He didn't hear it.
All right. We'll work on that, Tim, in the break. God, Mike. But right now, it's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
Happy Friday, guys.
Yeah, ask Corey what he thinks about Mike right now.
I don't know about that, but it's time for Masterpiece of the Week. We bring in some funny, strange, stupid audio out of context most of the time. Here to 105.3 The Fan on Fridays. And who do we want to pick on first today?
I'll take it.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay, that could be a masterpiece of the week itself.
You know what?
Also, look how giant that Santa is. Sorry, every time they show Devondre Campbell walking off the field, there's this, like, looks like he's like a 6'8" dude dressed as Santa in the corner. Sorry, back to you, Chris.
You're good. Corey, you know a lot about blowing.
And you blew it.
There's a masterclass on blowing it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whenever you have something and you're going really well, everything's going really well, and it just all falls apart, that's the masterclass of blowing it right there.
Guys,
yeah, that special teams guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to break the rules today.
Whatever his name is.
I know it's Masterpiece of the Week.
Mistake my guy.
We'll call him AO.
Okay.
Make it easy.
AO.
Back to you, Chris.
I'm going
to
bring the morning show into this. I know it's Masterpiece of the Week, but the redheaded baddie isn't here today, so I can break the rules.
Ooh, are you sure it was his rule?
Yeah. I'm going to break the rules in. So RJ this morning, he said this.
This is fantastic. I saw him. I was watching the Jimmy V Classic the other day, and I saw him. I was like, oh, God, because I hadn't seen Dick in a while. And
oh, man, that is because he's talking about Vital, yeah. but I can see.
And he loves him. He loves
Vital. And also, secondly, Vital. I don't believe him. You know, like if you want to take it for face value, I don't believe that for a second.
Why not?
That's a tough name.
Richard?
Yeah, but I'd just say call me Rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Richie. I don't know when that changed either.
Yeah, when did they?
I don't know.
When that became a different term.
I feel like people said that with Nixon, so at least back to then.
Dick Nixon?
Yeah.
Because my dad would always yell seven rows behind the Mavericks, not their bench, but behind the goal when we had season tickets at Reunion Arena when it was like literally $35 a ticket to sit behind the basket seven rows up. He would always yell when Dick Bavetta was the referee. He'd say, "Hey, Bavetta, you're a dick!"
Because his first name is...
His name's Dick Bavetta.
So he was just letting him know.
Yeah, so he's just saying that's his name.
I hear you. Okay, Chris.
Mike, were you talking about football here?
The fingers are really important to catching balls.
Heard that.
Hold on. Play that one more time, because Corey is right there with a comment of his own.
The fingers are really important to catching balls.
Heard that.
Corey,
I was letting them know.
That is true. The dude number 16 for Carolina, he doesn't have fingers, maybe.
He does have fingers.
You saw he has fingers.
Yeah. How is he going to eat the raccoon?
Do you think you can eat without, like,
hands.
Fingers or hands?
I agree with that.
Jim Abbott, I'm sure he eats.
He has some fingers.
He has some fingers.
Well, on one hand. But I would just say Michael Irvin comes to mind about the hands thing.
Okay.
He's the only wide receiver in the history of the NFL who says don't use your hands. When he has like these big like tutorials or lessons on how to catch the ball, he's like, you catch the ball with your chest. Every wide receiver's like, no, you're the only human being who says this. Like, he was probably mad that Lavetti or whatever his name is didn't throw his chest into the ball.
Yeah, you make a triangle. You make a triangle with your hands to catch a football.
And I get that when you're running slants or whatever, at times you can box out guys and you kind of put your body in front of it, and that's how Michael Irvin would catch certain balls. But you have to use your hands, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Fair.
Guys, we'll stick with the topic of hands because hands can get you pretty far.
That's amazing. You can make it like that far with those hands.
Are you talking about Leggett?
Yeah. Still Leggett. Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, he was drafted first round. He doesn't even have hands.
He does have hands.
Remember Michael Irvin when he saw Alexander Wright? Got nervous and he realized he didn't have hands.
I really thought you were going to say Alexander Handleton, like right there. I don't know why, but I really thought that's what you were about.
Do you remember that story?
No. Yes.
He got nervous. He is like telling, I think, his wife or whatever, I'm in big trouble because they drafted Alexander Wright in the second round. And he saw how fast he was and everything, and then he saw him at practice and he goes, and he's like, oh, he doesn't have hands, we're good.
He's not,
he can be as fast as he wants, he can't catch a football.
Guys, I'm really missing the redheaded baddie Alec Medford right now in the booth, so I'm just gonna add him to this week's masterpiece of the week.
Explosive and crucially now humongous.
Oh, even after it's exploded?
Wow, man,
that's impressive.
It said now humongous.
Yeah.
So after he exploded, it got humongous.
A couple weeks ago. We're talking about Kevin, huh?
That's the men's tea clinic right there.
Oh, yeah.
Medford knows about it.
For those, that's my favorite part of those commercials, Mike, when you go for the nighttime.
You know what I'm saying, guys.
Right?
Yeah. Nighttime.
Mickey knows all about men's tea clinic. Mickey Spagnola. Let's hear it.
They would have been nailing that guy, right?
Guys, what is? I got a while back. I said I nailed that guy, and then now there's Mickey saying that he nailed that guy. What's so funny about that to you guys? Why do y'all think that's so funny?
You think about it from a sexual connotation.
All right. Oh, okay.
Carpenter's dream,
fine.
You know what I'm
gotcha.
Saying?
Well, I say you guys always get like, I pegged him, you know, when I'm talking about throwing at a guy and getting.
Yeah, that has a terrible connotation now, too.
Ribcage.
We have children here.
Mm-hmm. Guys, let's bring it up the rear with more Mike Bassick.
Oh, my God.
No, according to me, that's as good as I can do.
Man, look, Mike.
That actually makes a lot of sense to me.
There is no better critic than yourself.
Yeah.
When it comes to, like, you have to have a really good understanding of what you are.
According to me.
I have told my wife this is as good as I can do so many times.
Mm-hmm.
And she still doesn't believe me.
What does she do? What does she say?
She says, that's not, she's like, no, you can do better.
And then
you feel
obligated to do better.
And you're like, I can't.
I'm trying. I'm like, I don't think you understand how hard I'm trying to be this average.
Does she?
I'm going to vote for Mike talking about the intricacies of the fingers and the balls.
The fingers are really important to catching balls.
Heard that.
Mm-hmm. I did hear that.
I do really like Corey's support on that one.
I am going out of the norm, and I am voting for RJ Choppy's submission to the masterpiece of the week.
Oh, wow.
This is fantastic. I saw him. I was watching the Jimmy V Classic the other day, and I saw him. I was like, oh, God, because I hadn't seen Dick in a while. And
now, I get what he's saying is objectively funny,
yes.
But play it one more time. Is it the desperate kind of yearning way he says, oh, God, right before that?
And I saw him, I was like, oh, God, because I hadn't seen Dick in a while.
Yeah, that's it. It made it sound like he was desperate for it.
Yeah, it really did.
The sight.
That's as good. That's a good vote. I'm going to vote for me, Chris. I'm going to vote for the one where I just talk about this is as good as I can do.
This is the best you can do.
There. No, according to me, that's as good as I can do.
I like it. Yeah,
okay,
that's the
Chris,
best you can.
It's up to you. Is it as good as Mike can do, Mike talking about the fingers, or RJ lusting after Vital?
I think with all the cheers I heard at the Buffalo Wild Wings earlier for Mike Likes It, I have to vote for Mike.
The fingers are really important to catching balls.
Heard that.
And there you go.
Congratulations, Mike.
Mike is our champion for Masterpiece of the Week. By the way, I know I haven't done a good job with this today. I'm sorry, but we did get our napkin shout out. They've been at all of these Buffalo Wild Wings. Shout out to all the Tolos out here at Wild Wings and to all the friends we've made along the way. It's a blessing to experience all these adventures in my lifetime. P.S. I will rematch the Spicy Challenge next Friday. Just want to tell you guys, he will take on the Spicy Challenge of Buffalo Wild Wings next Friday. That will also be the KNC Christmas party, and I got a little something special in store for that show as well. So next Friday, be there or don't be a circle.
Be square.
Exactly. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Next, right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. I want to remind everybody, tomorrow at Martin House, we're partying holiday style with all the Tolos from 1 to 5. On Sunday, 9 a.m. is when the pregame starts, 12 o'clock kick for Cowboys Panthers. And right now, it's time to give something away. 877-881-1053, caller number 10. We'll win a pair of tickets to go see Brooks and Dunn at the Windstar World Casino. The new Lucas Oil Live venue will be there March 21st, 2025. Caller number 10, win a pair of tickets to go see Brooks and Dunn, 877-881-1053. And now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Amazing, Higgy. How are you?
We're doing very well, doing very well. I wanted to get y'all's thoughts on the Thursday night football game, both in terms of the result.
Boring.
Is this the end of the 49ers? And then what did you think about them having a player just straight up walk off and not want to go into the game?
It was a crazy night. You know, the rain was huge. I think the Rams defense is legit. How about that for a take? And, you know, I think the Niners are done. It's crazy how quickly, you know, the thing can turn in the NFL where you think you're a contender and you're not. And certainly we know all about that well. But I didn't think there was any chance that was going to happen to San Francisco as they got healthier.
They're definitely an aging team. I mean, at least with some of their big-time stars, right? With, like, Fred Warner, Trent Williams, McCaffrey, who knows about his future. Certainly, like, Bose is still in the prime. But and I think you could probably put any running back into that system. They're going to succeed. But you saw the impact that a guy like McCaffrey, who is a big-play machine, and also with the receiving threat. There is something to be said about the Super Bowl hangover. Last time they made it to the Super Bowl, they also missed the playoffs the following season. So maybe that has a lot to do with it, but they're about to have to make the decision on Brock Purdy, and all indications are they're going to pay him once
Terrible
they do.
Terrible pick last night.
Yeah, and we've seen the impact that it has on teams where maybe they're not able to quite build the same once they've given big money to the quarterback. So I'm hopeful this is the end of the 49ers, and it's kind of annoying now that the Cowboys have had such a down year because they're not going to be a factor in the playoffs.
Yeah, they're in a situation
for
right
Devondre.
Now. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say.
Bro, I was just going to ask about Devondre Campbell. Oh,
yeah.
No, you go ahead.
I know the feeling. Yeah, I know the feeling because I've done it on this Cowboy team this year. I've just walked away from this thing. I've just started working on the draft.
Oh, you know? Man.
I did. You know, I mean, my teammates at least haven't questioned me. They've encouraged me. You know, my teammates here are like, no, bro, you need to get on this draft. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll start on the draft. I mean, Wolchuk's in with me. So, yeah, we've turned our back. We've walked away from this. So, yeah, we know the feeling.
Do you have to release Devondre Campbell straight away just to send a message? Or are they going to, like, talk it out and be like, oh, okay,
no,
we'll
figure
it out? No, he's gone. They actually, I think, already just did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd only accept from one of your top 20 players.
Oh, did they really? I didn't see that.
Huh. Yeah, it's nice to see an organization that doesn't put up with the bull bleep and, you know, make sure everybody has accountability here. And if you want to quit on us, then bye-bye. You don't need to be here.
This is why, like, head coaches need to have the pink slip in their pocket ready for just any moment like this. Like Broadus was talking about, hey, you kick the ball to Turpin, I walk over, and your job's done now.
Yeah.
Go ahead, throw the
hat in,
give me your whistle, it's over. Yeah. You got to have a pink slip in your pocket because I think in that moment right there, Campbell, you're done. See ya. Just walk right out of the building.
Have you guys ever gotten an actual pink slip, or do people just tell you to get the hell out of there?
Get the hell out is usually what happens.
I had when I was in Jacksonville, they had the security guy Coughlin told me, the security guy, to go with me and clean out my office. Little did Coughlin know that I'd been cleaning out my office for 2 weeks before that. So all I had to do was take one slip of paper, and Skip Richardson, the security guy, goes, "That's all you got?" I said, "That's it, Skip. Have a good one, man. Good luck to you guys." He goes, "Oh, okay." But for 2 weeks, I've been carrying every notebook, every bit of film, everything that I had in that office. was getting shipped back to Dallas.
That was the most insincere good luck guys you've ever said in your life.
Oh no, I was like, hey, I was like, cool, man. I was like, listen, you want to get rid of me? Fine. Good luck to you. You know? And ever since they've
took
been
the high road.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is an unbelievable story right there. Thank you very much, good sir. What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, Haggy, thanks for asking. We do have Stephen Jones joining us at 3 o'clock, and we're in heaven because our friend Travis from Whataburger, the main marketing guy here in North Texas, brought his crew, and they brought us all kinds of great goodies. So we've been feasting. We got to meet the boss of North Texas Whataburger, George, as well. They're in studio right now. So
man.
There's burgers here if you guys want to swing by on your way home.
I love it.
Okay.
Don't touch the
Jake
shakes.
Burger was on
right?
today.
Take the burgers. Don't take the shakes.
No, we will not.
Yeah.
We will not. Thank you to the G-Bag Nation. Roll home with them. Thank you to everybody who popped up to Buffalo Wild Wings today. It was a happening. We will be back on Monday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say good night, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.